Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Today, we're looking at the ISU publication Garden Tips, Guidelines to Seasonal Chores. This publication is available from Ryman Gardens on the ISU Extension store and can also be picked up here in the Extension office. You're more than welcome to download that for free or stop by the Extension office and grab a copy. The two sections of the publication that we're looking at today are late summer, which is late August through the month of September, and early fall, which is mostly the month of October. In late summer is a great time to reseed bare patches in the lawn, aerate lawns in areas with compacted or heavy clay soils, and seed new lawns. If you have fruits growing in your garden, you can harvest pears as their colors change to light green and prune suckers at the ground level on grafted fruit trees. On trees and shrubs, you want to make sure to continue to water those newly planted trees and shrubs as needed, and now's a great time to plant evergreen trees and shrubs as well. Flowers, you want to harvest celosia, globe amaranth, and salvia for drying indoors, and you can find more information on that on an ISU publication on drying flowers. If you have vegetables in your garden, continue harvesting those beans, squash, cucumbers, and tomatoes to keep the plants productive, and you can plant and continue to harvest lettuce, spinach, and radish for harvest in the fall. Those are all short, cool season crops that will do well this time of year. If you've got potatoes and onions in your garden, harvest those as the tops yellow and die back. And you can learn more about storing those and some ISU publications on the store. As we get into early fall, right around the corner in October, you want to apply a broadleaf herbicide to your lawn to control some of those perennial weeds in the garden. Harvest apples and store between 32 to 35 degrees in a humid area. Deciduous trees and shrubs should be planted in early fall around October. Flowers in the garden. Some tasks in October, including digging those gladiola corms and dahlia and canna roots for winter storage. Harvest seeds from cleome, poppies, zinnia, marigolds, and other flowers to scatter to reseed next spring. It's a great time to plant tulip, daffodil, and other spring flowering bulbs before the ground freezes. Take cuttings of your coleus and geraniums to grow indoors for the winter. If you have herbs in the garden before frost, pot up those tender herbs such as sage and rosemary to grow indoors through the winter. If you've had houseplants outdoors, you want to make sure and bring them inside before the first frost, and now's a good time to inspect them for plant diseases or pests and make sure that some of those pests they may have picked up outdoors are removed before they come indoors. For vegetables still growing in the garden, harvest those pumpkins, winter squash, and gourds as the vines die back from frost. Again, all those tips in the Garden Tips Seasonal Chore Guideline from Ryman Gardens and Iowa State University Extension on the store, or pick up a copy here in the office. Another useful publication this time of year is from the ISU Extension store, Fall Tips to Ensure a Healthy Green Yard for Spring. This is a four-page publication with all sorts of great tips to help get your lawn off to the right start in the spring with things you can do now before it goes to bed for the winter, so to speak. The publication covers everything from mowing to weed control, thatch and aerification of the lawn, seeding or overseeding, and fertilization. Again, you can find all of that in that publication on the ISU Extension store, and that's called Fall Tips to Ensure a Healthy Green Yard for Spring. Something else, speaking of things you can do in the fall that are green, little bit of a bad pun there, but it is now re-enrollment time for 4-H. And if you've not tried the 4-H program, we want to invite you to learn more about the program here in Cass County at our annual 4-H Fall Fest. That celebration is happening on Sunday, October 6th at the Cass County Fairgrounds, happening from 4 to 6 p.m. Anyone is invited to come. Bring the whole family, bring a friend, meet 4-H families from across Cass County. We'll have a light meal served at around 4:30, and we'll have a variety of games and activities that all ages can participate in and enjoy. So come out and learn more about 4-H Fall Fest. Join us for some fun and games, and just get out and enjoy the beautiful fall weather at our 4-H Fall Fest celebration happening on Sunday, October 6th at 4 p.m. here on the fairgrounds. Drop by anytime from 4 to 6 and learn more about 4-H in Cass County. Of course, if you'd like to join 4-H or if you need to re-enroll, you can do that now. You can find information on 4-H clubs here in Cass County on the Extension website, or you can give us a call here at the Extension office, and we'd be more than happy to help you find a 4-H club that meets your youth's needs. Our Clover Kids groups are open to any youth in grades kindergarten through third, and our 4-H club program is open to any youth in fourth through 12th grade. For more information on all those upcoming events and resources here in Cass County, we invite you to visit the Cass County Extension website. You can follow us on Facebook for upcoming events and fun, helpful tips for all of our different program areas. You can stop by the Extension office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic on the fairgrounds, or you can give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.